In honor of National Poetry Month, students from NMSU Poetry 306 class will be sharing poems from local authors. My name is J.C. Falconberry. My poem that I'll be sharing is called An Epitaph by Eugene Manlove Rhodes. An Epitaph. Now hushed at the last murmur of his mirth, here he lies quiet in the quiet earth. When the last trumpet sounds on land and sea, he will arise then, chatting cheerfully, and blandly interrupting Gabriel. He will go sauntering down the road to hell. He will pause, loitering at the infernal gate, advising Satan on affairs of state, complaining loudly that the roads are bad, and bragging what a jolly grave he had. Again, that was a poem. That poem was an epitaph written by Eugene Manlove Rhodes, undated. Eugene Manlove Rhodes was born in 1869. He was a writer of Western short stories, poems, and novels set in New Mexico. He was affectionately called the Cowboy Chronicler. His stories often told of his life working as a horse wrangler, a miner, and a cowboy. In 1906, Rhodes left New Mexico to be with his family in New York. Rhodes called these his exile years and wrote over 10 works set in his beloved New Mexico. In 1934, Rhodes was buried in the San Andreas Mountains. Rhodes' stories and poems are part of the mythologizing of the cowboy's West life and death. I think what's great about Rhodes is that he could just put humor into his stories that are usually seen as kind of dark and sad, but he's able to bring colorful life to his characters as well as to Mexico with his words. I chose to speak about Rhodes mostly because I grew up watching Westerns with John Wayne, Gene Autry, and Clint Eastwood, and for me it's just great being able to see characters like that again because we don't have them anymore, especially in short story form and poetry. Hope you enjoyed. The National Poetry Month presentation on KRWG was produced with the help of NMSU Archives.